No tasers for you. This is Bad Cop, No Donut for the week of December 9th, 2004.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop.
No Donut.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. 21 black former and current police officers in Baltimore have filed a discrimination lawsuit against the city. The officers say that nooses were hung in their lockers, dog feces was placed on their desks, and zebra stripes were drawn on pictures of their mixed-race children by other officers. The lawsuit alleges that the Baltimore Police Department condoned a hostile work environment, blocked the promotions of black officers, and retaliated against officers who spoke out about discrimination. The accusations date back to 1994 in some cases. A former corrupt narcotics officer in Buffalo, New York, has been testifying in the case of two of his fellow officers who are facing a corruption trial of their own this week. Testifying at the trial of officers Paul Skinner and Sylvester Acosta, which we told you about last week, Officer Rene Gill spent almost 4 hours on the stand on Monday. Gill told the court about how some narcotics officers stole money on drug raids, planted evidence on suspects, and lied to judges in order to obtain search warrants. He also testified about his own drug dealing while he was an officer. Other evidence presented at the trial included an FBI videotape of the crooked officers dividing money stolen at a drug raid inside the police station. When asked by a lawyer why officers would take shortcuts, like planting evidence on suspects, Gill responded that it was much easier to lie than to actually conduct an investigation. The trial of Skinner and DaCosta is expected to wrap up next week.
It's devastating. He is a beloved person to all of us. We grew up together.
Nick came and grabbed him and took him and drove him back to the car and threw that boy on his head on the asphalt out there. And the lady called me from, the neighbor called me from us and said, the police is killing your brother.
To have one beer and to just devastate a person like that, slam him to the ground, that's not necessary. But the police is overstepping their boundaries. It's just ridiculous. It's senseless. And he needs to be vindicated.
A man who was guilty of having an open container of beer across the street from his home was killed by police in Jacksonville, Florida last Friday. The 49-year-old victim had his neck broken by Officer Caleb Underwood. Underwood had just resigned over a separate incident in September where he kicked a handcuffed boy in the head. The boy was not resisting arrest, according to an internal police report. After the report was completed, the officer was advised to resign as he was still in the probationary period of his employment, but not soon enough to save the man he killed last weekend. According to witnesses in the case of the killing, the victim was slammed to the ground by the officer after he complained that his handcuffs were too tight. The victim was unresponsive after hitting the ground and died in hospital an hour later. Underwood was 27 days from completing his probation with the Jacksonville police when he resigned over the excessive force finding. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that an officer who sold videotapes of himself removing a police uniform and masturbating was justifiably fired by the San Diego Police Department. The officer had appealed his dismissal successfully in the past, but the Supreme Court decision overturns the decisions of other courts. The officer sold his pornography on eBay, where his username was codestud3@aol.com. In the decision, the officer, who was not named, was found to have linked his videos and other products to his police work. Most significantly, the Supreme Court ruled that police officers who make porn are not protected by the First Amendment. A man in Kenner, Louisiana, died on Saturday, less than 48 hours after being shot twice by a police taser. Police used the stun gun on the man after a traffic stop when he refused to exit his car. The man's death was the second in 6 months connected to taser use by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department. Last week, an Amnesty International report revealed that 74 people in the United States and Canada had died of taser-related causes in the past 4 years. The manufacturer of the stun guns, Taser International, claimed their product is non-lethal. In a recent federal study, a U.S. Air Force laboratory concluded that the weapons could have unintended dangers and called, as did the Amnesty International report, for more research. A 20-year-old Ottawa man died on Saturday when his car went out of control during a police chase. The province's Special Investigations Unit, which is investigating the crash, is not releasing further details. In Toronto, the SIU is investigating another accident which occurred when police were chasing an SUV driven by a 15-year-old girl. The driver of a third vehicle is in hospital in critical condition. While admitting no wrongdoing, the City of Oakland has decided to settle four police misconduct lawsuits for around $200,000. The largest settlement, almost $97,000, went to a woman who was sexually assaulted by an officer. The woman had asked Officer Frank Morrow for help in the pre-dawn hours of May 21, 2001, after another officer had her car towed and injured her hand in a dispute. Morrow arrested her, but officials at the local jail would not process the woman because of her injuries. Morrow then drove the woman to a secluded location, where he forced her to perform oral sex on him before returning her to the jail, where she was charged with public drunkenness. In unrelated cases, the city agreed to pay $60,000 to a man who police punched in the eye, $25,000 to a man who was beaten by police, and $13,000 to a man who was beaten and wrongfully arrested by police. A former Washington County, Pennsylvania police officer has been allowed to participate in a first-time offender program after he allowed two 16-year-old girls to consume alcohol at his home and threatened one of them when she contacted the authorities. Officer David Sosovsky was sentenced to the program for corruption of minors, furnishing alcohol to minors, and witness intimidation. If Sosovsky completes the one-year program, his criminal record will be cleared, but he can no longer work as a police officer in Pennsylvania. A key witness in a police corruption case in Toronto has fled the country and cannot be compelled to return to Canada to testify. The RCMP say that Daniel Contagianis, who recently moved from the Greater Toronto Area to Florida, was involved in a shakedown scheme that targeted bars in the entertainment district. It is alleged that Toronto police officers demanded money from bar owners to warn them or protect them from liquor license inspections. In one case, $50,000 was paid to police by bar owners to avoid inspections. So far, officers Rick McIntosh, former head of the police union, William McCormick Jr., son of the former Toronto police chief, George Carudis, and Jody Watson, McCormick's wife, have been charged with dozens of offenses. The missing witness is expected to have an impact on the cases involving McIntosh and McCormick. The mayor of Shelbyville, Indiana, has said that prosecutors are considering laying charges against local police officers after an independent investigation. A year ago, a group of 20 officers made a series of allegations against the former police chief, other officers, and city officials in a lawsuit claiming misconduct. The allegations against the officers include use of position for personal gain, falsification of police records, harassment and intimidation of residents, working and driving a police vehicle while intoxicated, racketeering, and other corrupt practices. Former Chief Kurt Etherton was charged in September with theft, conspiracy to commit theft, and corrupt business influence resulting from a state police investigation. The expected new charges are the result of a separate investigation launched in October. A police officer in Farmington, Minnesota was charged last Friday for having sex with a 16-year-old high school student. Officer Jeremy Buss has been charged with criminal sexual conduct and misconduct by a peace officer. Buss is currently free on bail and is on administrative leave from his job until the charges are resolved. An investigation began on November 28th after the girl's mother called police because she believed an adult man was having a relationship with her daughter. When investigators determined that the man was one of their own officers, they turned the matter over to another police department.
I'm trying to eliminate a problem. They come right there and start harassing me.
We will send a letter to the district attorney requesting their approval to forward all current investigations to the attorney general's office.
It shouldn't be a local thing because it's too much politics in these little small towns and a lot of people are afraid of the police. I think the best thing they have done was to turn it over to the attorney general.
It's one thing to get arrested, but it's the excessive force. It's over excessive force.
For them to come out this way, we couldn't let it go. We couldn't let it go.
In recent weeks, residents of Ambridge, Pennsylvania, have filed a number of complaints against their local police department alleging brutality and misconduct. An investigation launched by the local council has been handed over to the state attorney general's office for further investigation. The FBI is also now looking at the allegations made in the complaints. Further details have not been made public.
I'm relieved that they've been dropped, but I think something needs to be done with the officer that assaulted me. I have nightmares and anxiety attacks, and it's something needs to be done about that.
The mayor of Atlanta is calling for an investigation into police brutality after a videotape showing a police officer throwing a woman to the ground was aired on a local television station. Officer Terrence Alexander was shown on videotape trying to arrest the woman for a minor airport parking infraction when she was thrown to the ground. Alexander has been reprimanded or suspended without pay 13 times since 2001 for violating department rules. Alexander is currently on medical leave, and an internal investigation of the incident is underway. A lawyer in Jefferson Village, Ohio, who was arrested for possession of heroin on Saturday, says he was framed by the police. The lawyer was representing a client who was recently brutalized by police and had a witness to the beating in his car at the time of the arrest. The lawyer, who has been practicing locally for over 20 years, was charged with one count of drug possession and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. The lawyer says the police planted 7 grams of black tar heroin in his clothing. Email your comments and story suggestions to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Each week, we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song about the police. This week, it's All Cops Are Bastards by Terror Group.
Mickey Mouse, Superman. Thank you.